Frederick Douglass's Escape by Malachi,
Lucas,
Daphson,
Enzo,
Atlas,
and Will.
It was late at night, and the moonlight shone through the stable windows. Frederick Douglass was tending to the horses. He unhitched and let a horse free.
If I can't be free, you can.
The horse ran away into the moonlight, never to be seen again. The next morning, the slave master found out that Frederick Douglass let the horse go.
Come here.
Yes, master.
Did you let my best horse go last night?
Yes, master.
Then come with me.
As they walked, the master tripped him until they got to the barn. He used the rope to hold the horse captive to whip the dark skin of Frederick Douglass.
You will never let another one of my horses go again. Do you understand me?
Yes, master.
The beatings continued until Frederick Douglass was on the ground of the stable, bleeding from his back. He was then sold to another plantation. His new master was Colonel Lloyd. The next day, he was loaded up into the wagon to leave to the new plantation for the next owner to deal with him.
People were crying as I was loaded up into the wagon. Drivers yelling at me and telling me not to struggle. They whipped me if I yelled or talked. It was a hot and bumpy ride all the way to the new plantation.
When he arrived at the plantation called Richard, their jobs were to beat the living pulp out of all the bad slaves. They'd beat them all day and all night, punching, whipping, and dragging them behind horses.
Every day, I would wake up, be whipped, and then work for 12 hours, being shot at if I was slowed.
Even when they whipped him, he would free the animals and be beaten more. Then one day, he couldn't take it anymore.
You have let out more animals than you are worth. Now you will be killed.
I will run then.
You will not run. You will die in a painful way for what you have done.
He got a train ticket with his sailor card and some borrowed money.
I decided to run. I had my train ticket. I could read. So I'll run from here. I brought three friends. They were all afraid to leave.
He would prefer death than hopeless bondage. So that night, he and three other people ran away. He made it to the train just as it started moving, and he escaped by himself. The others decided to turn back.
I got to the train just as it was leaving. Others in my group decided to abandon me. I was very nervous. If the train's conductors saw me, I would be killed.
That morning, the slave owners noticed that he was gone, and lots of animals were gone too, so they knew he did it and left. They sent lots of people after him, dogs, horses, and even people with guns. But they would never find him. He was gone.
I ran through the forest. I could hear them following close behind, their dogs tracking my scent. I saw a river, so I jumped in it. It was cold. The dogs couldn't smell me. Eventually, the dogs were going back. They lost me.
When he got to free territory, he wrote two books, Life and Times of Frederick Douglass and Escape from Slavery.
I, Frederick Douglass, became an abolitionist. I would go around the U.S. and other neighboring countries and states.
He later died February 20th, 1895, of a heart attack in D.C.